Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean and today we will be studying Tehillim, Perek Samach Beis 62. Our Perek is not a tefillah to Hashem, it is actually a song of instruction. It is a mizmor that is meant to be thought-provoking and it helps us understand ourselves and those around us. David HaMelech is not saying this as he is in the throes of danger or when he is in the pit of sadness or at the height of happiness. He's not pleading to Hashem, but he's speaking about Hashem, especially as it relates to the Rasha'im. So who is David speaking to? He begins by speaking to himself, to his soul, to his nefesh, about evil people. He speaks to the general public, us, about those Rasha'im and the hypocritical people. Then he talks to his soul again. And after that, he speaks to us about trusting in Hashem. And he speaks about the idea of Schar Va'onesh. It's interesting to take note that there is a word within this parak that recurs quite a few times. The word ach appears in the beginning of 6 out of the 13 psukim in this parak. Ach, ach elukim. Ach implies that there is no one but Hashem. It is only Hashem. Despite our wealth, power, social standing, there is only ach, only Hashem. That seems to be the theme, one of the themes that runs through this parak. And there are two psukim that repeat itself with some slight variations. If you go through the parak, psukim beis and gimel repeat themselves in psukim vav and zayin, and that is also another focal point of the parak. So let's see what this parak has to tell us. Lamanatzeach al yudusun mizmor leDavid. Yudusun could be a prominent singer, a Levite singer, or yudusun can be a type of musical instrument, as Rashi explains. But it can also be a song about yudusun, a play on words about das, about decrees and laws. Says Rashi, Medrash Agada al hadasos ve'al hadinin hanigzarim al Yisrael me'oyvehem. It's a song about the decrees in the past, that have been passed against the Jews by our enemies. So it's a song about, could be a song about Gullus. Das, the laws that are passed that target the Jews, the Nuremberg laws, the laws that contributed to the Spanish Inquisition and the Crusades. So let's continue. David will be speaking about the characteristics of Rasha'im. These Rasha'im could have been those that threatened David directly from our own nation, and the Rasha'im could be referring to the people that threaten us during Gullus. Pasuk Beis, Ach el Elokim dumiyah nafshi mimenu yeshuasi. Ach, only from Hashem does my soul wait silently. From Him comes my salvation. I cannot rely on anyone except Hashem. Particularly David, he didn't necessarily know who was loyal to him and who was not many times during his life. And Pasuk Gimel, Ach, Hutzuriv yeshuasi misgabi lo emot rabba. Only Hashem is my rock and my salvation. He is my protection. I will not falter or trip greatly, Rabbah, or according to the Medrash, I will not fall deeply into the pit of Gehenim. I will resist the temptations of my enemies. I will resist the feelings of despondency, and I will be steadfast in my faith despite my enemies' attempts to hurt me physically and spiritually. We will speak about the word Domiyah towards the end of our presentation today. So now David is going to be speaking to the Rasha'im. Directly, Pasuk Dalid, An Ana Tehosasu Al Ish Tiratzchu Kulchem Kikir Natoy Gader Hadchuya. Nu, so how long will it be that you will speak treacherously against man? Ish, meaning me, meaning David. His enemies would speak ill of him. May you all be killed like a leaning wall and toppled fence. The fence and wall that is meant to protect you, the walls of righteous indignation, the walls of political correctness, the walls of helping mankind by plotting against the Jew to get rid of the Jew and to cleanse the world. You hide behind your rhetoric. Let those walls come crashing down to expose the real you and to crush you. You know, I think of these walls and so many of the university presidents that hid behind the supposed haloed walls of universities. They hid their contempt for the Jew behind a facade of social justice. And in their twisted minds, it was okay to attack Jews on campus. After all, we're civilized and we have free speech, so it's okay to chant from the river to the sea. Such hypocrisy. But the walls came tumbling down on some as they lost their positions and were publicly shamed by the few voices of reason. But no doubt they will not have learned their lessons, because an anti-Semite does not really change all that much. He may have to change tactics, but like a leopard, he does not change his spots. Pasuk 5, Hey, Ach. Again, the word Ach. Misa'eso yo'atsu lahadiach yirtsuchazav. Only because of his loftiness, Misa'eso, have they plotted to topple him, meaning they wanted to topple David or the Jewish people because he has reached the pinnacle and people were jealous. Bepiv yivarechu ubikirbam yikalalu sela. But with their mouths they bless him, but inside they curse. Why is this? For David, his detractors see that their attempts to get rid of him were unsuccessful. He's risen to be king of Israel. Now that he's king, we have to feign loyalty to him. But inside, befiv yivarechu ubikirbam yikalalu sela, with their mouths they bless him outwardly, but inside they curse him. They want his downfall. When our enemies see that they need something from us, they are oh so cordial and admiring. But secretly, who knows what they really think? And again, we have the words that are repeated in Psukim, Vav and Zion, Ach lelokim domi nafshi, ki mimenu tikvasi. Ahutsuri Vishuasi Miskabi Lo Emot. I rely on Hashem and I am waiting for Hashem's salvation. In Pasuk Ches, David continues to declare his firm faith in Hashem. Al Elokim Yeshi Uchvodi, my salvation and my kavod, my dignity, my honor is from Hashem. Tsur Uzi Machsi Belokim, the rock of my strength and my protection is in Hashem only. I may be shamed and taunted. I may be cursed. The UN may condemn me. Captors may spit on my face and dance on our coffins. They try to shame me, but real honor is my connection to Hashem. Al Elokim Yeshi Uchvodi. They can't take my honor and my dignity away from me. The real honor is my connection to Hashem. How do I relate to Hashem? They can never strip me of that honor because my honor depends on God. Clearly, there are many Holocaust survivors that somehow maintained their dignity and their faith in Hashem, even after living through the fires of Gehenim. Al Elokim Yeshi Uchvodi. Nobody can strip us of our dignity. Pasuk 9, Tess. Now David is speaking to all of us, like a crowd of people. He moves from speaking about himself and his test of faith to directing us, giving us some direction. This is what you need to keep in mind. Bidchu bo, b'chol eis am, bidchu. He's speaking to a group of people. It's Lashon Rabim. Trust in him at all times, O nation. Shivchu lefanav levavchem. Pour out your hearts. Elokim machasel lanu sela. Because Hashem is our protection. Sela is either a musical note or it's a pause to consider the weightiness of what I just said. God is our protection. And now contrast that with Psukim, Yud and Yud Aleph. Yud, Ach, again, Hevel b'nei Adam, Kazov b'nei Ish b'moznayim la'alos, Hema mehevel yachad. Listen to the word Hevel. Hevel is either vanity or it's nothingness, it's vapor. Man is full of Hevel. He's full of hot air or he's full of vanity. Kazov b'nei Ish b'moznayim la'alos. If they were to put on a scale, these people that are lying, Hema mehevel yachad, they and the hevel and these people that are considered as nothing would be equal. Meaning the Rasha'im are equal in weight to hot air, to the hevel. They're worth nothing. Here, of course, we see, interestingly, the preamble to the words of David's son, Shlomo HaMelech, Hakol Hevel. Pasuk Yud Aleph 11, Al tiftechu ba'oshek u'ba'gazel, do not rely on gaining in stature by oppressing a worker, refusing to pay a worker of yours, or engaging in theft. Al tehebalu chayil kiyanuv, al tashisu lev. Do not be impressed that the dishonesty seems to pay off and bear fruit, and people seem to get richer, tehebalu from like tenuva, produce. Don't pay attention to that. Sometimes it seems as if dishonesty pays and cheaters are laughing their way to the bank. But the success and laughter won't last. Their dishonesty will come back to haunt them. In Pasuk Yud Beis, Achasti Ber Elokim, Shtayim Zu Shamati, Ki Oz Lelokim. This is an interesting Pasuk. Hashem speaks one thing and I seem to hear two things. There are many explanations. Strength belongs to Hashem, meaning that life is full of contradictions. Hashem says one thing, but I hear two things. There's so much conflict. There's so many things that don't make sense. How could innocent babies die? But Hashem is all merciful. How is that possible? How could two things be true at the same time? Don't mix wool and linen for shatness, yet I can mix the two to make tzitzis. What about tzaddik v'ralo? What about Hashem being a God of justice and also a God of chesed? Can the two exist? Hashem says one thing, but I hear two. How could it all come from Hashem? It can be true because it is all from Hashem, who is one. It is divinely orchestrated. Everything that happens, whether or not we understand the contradictions or not. But I have solace that everything that occurs, even if it seems difficult to understand, it is all achas diber Elokim. And now we move to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Lecha Hashem chesed ki ata tishalem le'ish k'masehu. Hashem, you are the God of kindness, and with that kindness, you will pay each person his due. This is schar v'onesh. There is justice. The message is clear. Hashem will take care of the injustices in the world. He will restore our dignity. We need to believe that wholeheartedly. And now let's return to Pasuk Beis, the beautiful Pasuk. Ach el Elokim dumiya nafshi, mimenu Yeshua si. My soul waits dumiya quietly. My deliverance comes from him. Dumiya from the Lashon of Vayidom Aharon, that Aharon was silent. I wait silently. Dumiya is a quiet and patient waiting. There are times that require loud protests and kol kores, and there are times that demand quiet patience. We have to make a choice. Do I wait patiently for all the pieces to fall into place? Rav Hirsch states that the idea of dom, dumiya, nafshi, is a profound teaching, and he speaks about this with the words dom lahashem in another parak. It means refrain from speech and complaints or protests, even if events seem harsh and incomprehensible, as we have just said, achas diber Elokim. But the knowledge that it comes from Hashem silences me from railing against Hashem. And that silence, which is a reaction to suffering, perhaps turns into a deep hope that is characterized by a quiet patience and waiting it out. Ach el Elokim dumiya nafshi. You know, you think of the current vernacular and advertising. We have moved from the invent of instant coffee to the invent of instant communication, fast-track education, instant cash, fast-acting stain removal, fast-track shidduchim, and the dating process. We seem to have a dread of preparation, an aversion to the notion of waiting. And who better than David HaMelech can teach us the midah of restraint, of patience, and waiting for all the pieces to fall into place? After all, he is the descendant of Rus, a woman who was scorned and suspected, a woman who was misunderstood in the fields of Boaz and by the townspeople of Beis Lechem. David's entrance into the world was a result of a shidduch that took time to complete, an acceptance of the newcomer Rus, for which Rus waited patiently. And the patience brought about the Davidic dynasty and the potential for Mashiach. Ach lelokim domi nafshi ki mimenu tikvasi. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.